For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president's former campaign chairman has spent his first night in jail. Paul Manafort's bail was revoked after the Russia probe special counsel charged him with witness tampering. In a tweet, the president calls the decision to revoke Manafort's bail a tough sentence. In an earlier exchange with reporters, the president said the special counsel's focus on Manafort has been unfair.
I mean, I look at some of them where they go back 12 years. Like, Manafort has nothing to do with our campaign.
Manafort chaired the campaign over a series of pivotal months in the summer of 2016. He was let go after reports surfaced of his lobbying for pro-Russian forces in Ukraine. He currently faces dozens of charges, including financial fraud, money laundering, and false statements. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Cambridge Analytica was the political consulting firm brought down by a scandal over how it got private data from Facebook users. At least four people who worked for Cambridge Analytica are now working for a new company that does the same work, Dataproprio. The leader, Matt Oskowski, also led the Cambridge Analytica data team that worked on the 2016 Trump campaign. He denies a link to the 2020 campaign, but a source says that Trump-related 2020 data research has already begun at the firm. President Trump reportedly misunderstood an interviewer's question, which is why he said he wouldn't sign an immigration bill that's moving through the House. They now say he actually would support the package being put together by Republican leaders and sign it if it passes, but that package is unlikely to get any support from Democrats. They say it makes too many changes to legal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More legal disputes in the Stormy Daniels court case, pitting lawyer against lawyer, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
President Trump's longtime lawyer is now seeking a restraining order against another lawyer, the attorney for the porn star who claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. Michael Cohen wants lawyer Michael Avenatti to stop talking to the media, claiming it's likely to deprive him of the right to a fair trial. Avenatti is the attorney for Stormy Daniels. Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 to stop talking about her alleged affair with Mr. Trump, which he and the administration have long denied. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two riders fell more than 30 feet from a roller coaster at a Florida park after it derailed from its track. The Daytona Beach, Florida Fire Department said it had a busy night on Thursday, rescuing 10 riders from the Sandblaster coaster at the Daytona Beach Boardwalk. Firefighters found the coaster dangling from its track and two riders lying injured on the ground after they fell 34 feet. Four other people were sent to the hospital. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services said the ride was inspected on Thursday and it was found to be in compliance with the law. They said they're launching an investigation to determine the cause of the accident. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.